Somebody was asking me recently about warts. A wart virus attaches to the DNA of your skin, and it changes the map structure to create a new map that it puts into your DNA structure. So the cells look at the map and they go, oh, and they start building this lump of skin. The virus doesn't build it. The virus takes over the DNA of that particular area and it creates this structure. What I see in my mind when I see a virus, your body will show you how to see things. When you heal somebody, you'll see in your mind the organ. It's the only way that I can describe it. A good healer will, anyway. But a real good healer will actually probe their energy to the source, and they'll be able to visualize exactly what they're doing. They'll actually knit the cells together and see them being repaired in their mind as their energy's doing it. That's what I see. When I visualize it, I see what looks like a little white hairline worm with hexagonal, like a spine, has each spine platelet. I see in my mind what they look like. They look like a little worm that has like hexagonal like squares on it. It's the only way I can set. And it lives like in the bottom center or even on the sides, even though it's not in the middle. It's still growing. And I see manipulating the actual DNA structure. And so what I do is it's almost like in a big silo is how I visualize. I see all these hexagonal squares of cells creating the structure. And I see this like this worm with this hexagonal like thing going through it. And I zap it. I just simply just put my hand here and I just give it a little flick of my energy. And it just blows its brain. It just dies. The same thing with the whole body system. If it's in the whole body system, I flush my energy into them, and what I do is I just send my energy out at a certain frequency in my mind. I start to see them moving through the blood system, like floating. There's very few of them, usually. Your blood is kind of like water, and electricity doesn't just move through the water. It hops from platelet to platelet of mineral. It needs to connect, like connect the dots in order to move through your body. Well, if you taste your body, it's very salty. Those are the millions of minerals. So it's very easy for your electricity to move through your body. Remove the minerals, your body would be lifeless. What happens is that your body has this electrical field that can cover. If one person just touches here, it becomes part. It just bounces. It ricochets over billions of them at the speed of light. Well, my brain becomes aware of this entire thing. If I could see this whole room, I could pretty much see your whole inner universe. It's just to what level do I want to see the complexities at? I become aware of what I'm looking for. I know now what I'm looking for. I'm looking for these little worm white type creatures with these hexagonal squares going down through them. And I simply just zap them. I just kill them. Boom, 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 boom. I just send the signal and it's just over. It just runs through like an electrical wave. One time I seen... when I was flying in an airplane past Hartford, the city, we're in a little Cessna, I seen this giant black cloud that kind of looked like a giant horseshoe that was like just huge, bigger than a city. And then the sun was like orangey glowing on the top as it was going down, and below was very dark. And I was watching, all of a sudden I seen electricity start here, and it looked like somebody just did a whole like a big flip sign thing in it, like a football stadium. The electricity just went and rolled down the other side. It's the same thing. You start from like one part of the body and it just goes right through it, and it just kills all of them in the body, and that's how I know it's purged. And that's how I remove warts. The skin that they create, or the mold that they create, is flesh. You can't just dissipate it. Do you understand? Something that micro, because it's micro, okay, is easy to use. Just a very tiny little bit of electricity will kill it. Flesh is like, you know, like a building. You understand what I'm saying? To energy, okay? So you're going to have to destroy it using something to remove the structure. But deep inside, what made the structure will not recreate it because it's been destroyed. To understand when I say zap, it's going to be the same thing as I say when I heal or I work on somebody or I do anything. Keep in mind now, there are two kinds of forms. There are viruses that you can heal by destroying them. You have to kill them. Healing is also death. You have to understand that. Because it's a death of a living organism of some type. You have to kill it in order that life of the rest of this giant living organism isn't attacked. Or healing also means that if something's cellular, that you correct the blueprint of the workers so that they're not confused. So there's two different kinds of like health that can go on that affect the human body. To remove a virus is different than it is to heal cancer, tumor, cataracts. You can heal somebody, but to truly, truly heal them, you may have to do multiple sessions, okay? Because their cells might go back to working on the old program after you've corrected. So you get to nail them a couple times by reinforcing that program until they get back into the pattern of doing it. Unless you're very powerful and you really can just go into that person's brain and just, you know, and that's it. You know the program is being written. The rest of it's not only been deleted but thrown out the window, okay? We have now different kinds of healing. One of the healings that you will commonly hear is called prayer healing. What it is a signal, much the same way of me reaching in and correcting his blueprint, okay? It's just simply done like a telephone, like a TV signal that's sent from a tower through the entire city, and one picks up on it. And then it lifts the reception group. Prayer is when people are focusing on a person, saying they want them to be healed. But in most cases that work the best, it's not that you just want them to be healed. You specifically say heal the heart, or you visualize their heart when you think about it. And what do you visualize? You visualize a bad heart going to good, or you visualize just a good heart. So you keep broadcasting this signal. The signal gets stronger because multiple people start sending the signal. So the bandwidth starts hitting and bombarding the consciousness of that person. Again, reprogramming. Instead of doing it powerfully, shutting it down and rebooting it, it starts to subtly inject the commands over days and weeks and months until it starts to get it completely right. You see that it's slowly healing again, or all of a sudden they're healed, depending on how good they receive the signal. Now, let's bring up something. Years ago, I was watching a program on Nova. They did a report where they split the TV screen in half. And one half, they had this woman walking down a street, okay, and they had a van filming her, okay? At the other place, they had a lab, and the lab had an amount of blood drawn from her body just like within like maybe a half hour to an hour, 2 hours, whatever, on what is considered like a giga counter or something. It's like sensitive to the electrons. It's highly sensitive, and it's a meter that goes from 1 to 100, okay? If there was any stimulation from this blood that had electrons still in it, okay, it would meter, it would show. And it showed little movements, and it was going from 1 to 3, 1 to 2, because it still had electrons and life force in it, living organisms, red cells, white cells, whatever. The lady then was walking, and they had it on time film where they both were synchronized. You could see the minutes and the seconds and the date and everything rotating simultaneously. They both were set identical. So here she is across town, like in downtown L.A. Here this machine is up here in Tahunga. She's walking, and this guy turns around and he says, "Hey, lady, you got a light?" And the meter goes from 0 to 75 to 80. Okay, just leaps for a second, and it goes back down. She gets into conversation. It leaps up to 20, to 10s, whatever. Usually up to 10s, to 15s, okay? But it jumped when she got startled up to 75. There was nothing connecting her. There was nothing in between. There was no people on the telephone talking. There was no connection whatsoever that we know scientifically of at this point. Yet the cells of her body that came from her body somehow knew she got scared for a second when the guy asked her for a light for a cigarette because it startled her. So there's no connection between this lady and her blood. They're over 50 miles away. The point is there was a field of energy that conveyed a signal instantaneously, the speed of light, that reacted to the living organisms who were at the same frequencies as the rest of her living body. So it tells us if this is possible, it's possible also to will other people to send signals across to people to heal them through what is considered prayer. Prayer is simply a state of repetitive thought created in the mind, asking or willing something to be done. It's really what it is. It's really a form of meditation. If under the right conditions, we can heal somebody from a distance. The real question now is what are these conditions and can we recreate them under other situations and can we make them more intense? And the answer is yes. We understand now that through prayer and will, these things are done. What I'm suggesting to you is this. One of the most powerful states of mind that you can do psychic stuff, healing, other things psychically from, and whatever else, actually is a similar state of mind. That is a place. Always remember that. A place. It's a place of consciousness where one's mind is residing temporarily before you come down to feeling like we are right now. What you have to do is to put yourself in a very placid, plain, unthinking state of mind. Clear your mind of all thought and feeling. Then, you create a very loving, healing feeling, like life, okay? A very joyous, positive vibration inside of you. And then what you do is you bring that person's thought to you. You see their face, you see them, and you experience them. When I say experience them, everybody can be experienced. When I look at any one of you, I can feel you. I can feel you. I can feel what you are. It's like a tonal, it's like a feeling. Look at somebody else in the room. Right now, you can't feel them, but this would be people that you kind of know, okay? You know, like, you have friends, your lover, for instance, they have a certain smell, okay? Everybody has a very specific, different smell. Does everybody know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know somebody, you have a partner, they have a specific... They also not only have a specific smell, but they have a specific feeling that you feel from them when you're with them. It's like there is-ism again. You can feel the sense of them. And that sense is very different than what you feel when you're close to somebody else. If you had more than one lover, you'll know that that other lover felt very differently to you. Like they held a different feeling inside of you. Your mother holds a certain feeling for you, doesn't she? Can you visualize your mother right now? Visualizing holding your mom's holding you, she's loving you, you're loving her. There's a certain feeling that is mom. You can feel that right now because you know that. That is tone. That is frequency. That's 93.6. That's 107.8. Everybody has a specific frequency. That's energy. It's not a mental thing. It's real. It's just that you don't know what to call it. You just say, well, that's mom. Well, what's mom? That feeling. What's that feeling? Somebody will say after somebody dies, I felt the presence of them. How did you know it wasn't just a presence? Because it was their presence. What defined what their presence was? It's just a knowing. It's like sight, smell, and taste can be specific. Well, this feeling is just as specific. It's their frequency. That's them. Personalities help contribute to make one frequency. It's like all chemical weights. No person is really just one personality. You made up thousands of personalities. You have the child in you, you have the adult in you, you have the music lover, you have the personalities that you act on at different points of your life. Well, they really just complexly make up one being. And all of those are just different weights of measure. How much of an artist you are, how much of a dancer you are. Everybody's very different. And this creates one final tone. By having this tone, you sit in this class, you clear your mind, you create your ritual environment. You never have dark lights and methodic. Okay, this is like a low energy. Turn the bright lights on. Go out to a park with the sunlight or something. Feel energy, life, vibrant. You're getting ready to heal somebody, not methodically tromp through their brain. Okay, I hate all these dark images. I want premium vibration. And so you sit there and you clear your mind. You take a deep breath. You remove yourself of all thought, all emotion, because thought and emotion are selfishness in many ways. You clear yourself of this. You clear yourself of any vexation. That means people that are walking around you, people that are talking, people that are not allowing you to do what you need to do. So you have to be isolated, okay? And don't let nobody... If somebody walks past your path, it's going to annoy you. Okay? It's going to annoy you because you're trying to like spread this like wings from your body, your energy, okay? So you clear in your mind and you just remove everything and then you create one feeling. You create love. You create the feeling of just absolute love. Not a love for my dog or my friend or anything. Just love. And then you turn around and you feel life. And you raise it inside of you. And you feel it. You can just feel it. And then you invoke the tonal of that person that you want to heal. Because you obviously should know that person. And you create the feeling almost as if you could, as if they were within your reach. Like you're just going to just hug them right there. And you take, and you bring them that close to you. And you take this love, and you take this life, and you just push it, like, from your chest, from your stomach, from all of your chakra points, okay? And you just engulf this into them with no fear of, oh, I'm giving them my energy, I'm giving them... You give unconditionally. That's absolute love. It's unconditional. You don't care if you die. If I die, I die. I'm giving because I want to give. Not because I want to give a little, not because I want to give a lot. I just want to give. There's no amount. There's no quantity. And you just feel them, and you just palm them up, and you just kind of visualize all this illness swifts away, just like wash, and you see this light, just this gold light, just, it's like a feeling, it's not, it's like you see it, you feel it, it's just like an experience of giving, and if they're not near you, you just kind of like release it, and it just finds them, it just looks for that signal, because how does it know where to go? How does it know how to find you? Because you just recreated the perfect pitch of them when you recall their presence, their feeling. You visualize them for a moment. Their smell, the taste of their skin, or the smell of their hair, or the feel of their skin against your skin. You create the presence of them. It's a feeling. And you release it. You release it with this healing intention, and that's the key word. Everybody say intention.
Intention.
Because if you don't have the intention, you failed. The intention is the one key thing that does the job. The love will do what it has to do, but it has to be told exactly what you want it to do. Okay? The positive, healthy energy you're sending, the joy, it's great, it'll make that person feel joyous, but what is it? You got to give it an intention. You have to give it a plan to do what you want it to do. Otherwise, it's just going to whisk away into the air and be useless energy. So you create this person's energy. You create their presence, which is their tonal. It's the resignation. It's the station. It's the signal that they are at. And you release it, and it's just like a beacon. It's going to find its signal, and it's going to hit it, and it's going to all of a sudden just fill that person. And they might just get like a tingle right up their neck. Are they going to get a chill for a second? Or they're just going to sit there and all of a sudden they're just going to say, you know, I don't know why, but I just feel like all of a sudden God just kind of just walked into my life. They won't know what it is or who it is, or maybe they will. Maybe they're going to all of a sudden feel your presence, like the way you just created theirs and sent it to them. They're going to feel you. All of a sudden they're going to smell your smell. Or they're going to feel what it is to think of you. Where did the thought come from? Inclination of your feelings is going to fill them, and the brain's going to say, oh, well, that's Frank, or that's George, and you're going to go, oh, I wonder why I'm thinking about George, but boy, I feel really good thinking about them. I hope they're okay. Whatever it is, if there's a reception going on, okay? I mean, it's not just done through cells or human beings. I mean, Aborigines, you will cross hundreds of miles and find one another through mental communication, through feelings and vibrations. I mean, this is done by animals every day. Globally, okay? It's just that we are human beings. We can control this and make it do a specific thing just by our will of desire. If you create the program, energy is a program. You specifically tell the energy what to do. You give it intention. You give it a purpose. It knows what it wants to do. Don't make it complex. Don't say, well, I want you to fix his lung, his hair, his eyeballs, his left eye is going a little pale. Fix that too. Fulfill it by knowing what the perfect human being is and just will that. Every human being knows perfection. You have the original blueprint. Even if you're old, you still have the old blueprint in your mind. Do you see what I'm saying? Your brain will know when you invoke perfection. It knows exactly what you're talking about. If I said to you, go get me a glass of water, you know to go to the sink or go to here to get me a glass of water. You're not going like, well, what do you mean? What water? Where? How? You know. You understand? I don't have to tell you. If we were in a house that you've never been in, okay, I said, don't ask me anything, but just get me a glass of water. You're going to say, okay, well, fine. You already know, kind of, you're going to have to go look for a sink. Do you understand what I'm saying? And you'll get water and you're going to find it.
If you don't find it in the sink, you're going to go outside and get the damn pump. If you ain't going to get the pump, you're going to go dipping in the pail in the river next door. But you know what the purpose is. You know what the purpose is when you want to heal somebody. It's an intention. You intend and you create and you go, okay, you know what I want you to do. Now, just this person, you just feel them. You just see it go right into them and you just illuminate them. But you have to create the light from yourself, from your own living essence. And to do it in nature, to feel the nature of life, will simply enhance it. The trees, the grass, the sunlight, the feeling of life will enhance your own energy, and you can draw on this energy to add to this energy to send it out. Okay? That is a kind of energy you can send to somebody. You also can heal yourself under the same format. When you sit down and you do this, you must do this perfectly. Your mind cannot alter on one single thought. Your mind can't wander. Well, it is hard, but you start off with small intentions. But if you're really determined, I think you can do a pretty good job. You just have to really say, this is what I'm going to do. Energy's energy. Energy doesn't decide what's going to be good or bad. It just does what it's going to do. And if you're in the way, it runs you over. It doesn't go, oh, well, there's new energy coming in. Hang on, guys. Let's move aside. It's landing. You've got to make a communion now with your body and start feeling for your inner universe. There's billions of living creatures inside of you. Everybody has to find out what their chi is with themselves. And you have to have that communication with yourself. And you have to have that inner peace. Some people have that inner peace, and you'd think that it would be the guru master who has inner peace. And remember now, there are guru masters who have died from cancer, from various diseases. Okay? So they somehow lost that communication or that battle somehow. But it's very, 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 very rare. I only know of one case out of hundreds of thousands of guru teachers. One has to desire to allow people to heal them. And it really comes down to trust. I think somebody can come over and heal you, but if you don't really have trust for them, your energy is not going to really allow them to completely heal you. The energy is going to conflict. And I'll explain how I kind of know this. When they did curling photography studies, they would film somebody's energy and it would like kind of glow around their finger and you'd see all these like little like fiery spikes, okay, like really illuminated, and it would be like blue and red colors, like vibrant. And the other person's finger would be similar, maybe a few different colors or whatever. But what would happen is when they put them together, they would fight. They literally would like shoot at each other like crackling fire, okay, almost as if they were fighting violently. And one would eventually dominate over the other. Whereas they found that when they got two people together that cared for each other and they got them to like feel comfortable with each other and like kiss a little bit or whatever, they found that the energies merged together and illuminated like a beautiful color together. Okay? The energy's connected to your mind. It's all the same thing. You know, it's just working with this field of energy. Okay? So I believe that if one wants to be healed, one has to say, okay, I'm accepting whatever this person's going to do. And what you're really saying is all the cells in my body, trust what this person's going to tell you to do. He's not going to hurt you. He's not out to destroy you. Do what he tells you to do, and we're all going to be better for it in him. And that's what you're really saying. And then that person's working with your energy, and then he's visualizing in his mind and correcting whatever's wrong. This is, again, about having inner trust. It's about you healing yourself. It's about anybody healing themselves. It's about really understanding you. That you are really coexisting with an entire physical organism that's really one with you. It doesn't have a choice. But yet, your whole body, every square tenth of an inch, no matter how deep, no matter how wide, no matter how you look at it, is billions and billions of living organisms. And you're in charge. By communicating in this way, you can get your body to heal itself. To really become healthy, even work with age and with everything. Just sit down and create these feelings, like I said. Create and work with yourself through emotion. This is about sending this invocation of spirit or whatever. And if your mind is not in the right place, you're not going to send this right signal. The body's going to know. There's a difference between reaching out to somebody and saying, okay, you're healed, and invoking a real desire to say to this person, I want you to just be healed. I want you to be better. Did you feel a difference? If
this is energy. This is real. They can photograph it. I can't control it. If you look, the hairs are standing on my arms at this instance because of what I literally felt tingles were going through my arm. The point is that you have to invoke this sense of spirit in you. You know, spiritual people say it's that you feel the spirit feels you. It's not something coming into you, it's you becoming the spirit. It was always there. It's you just simply realizing it and reveling in that emotion. You're allowing it to be birthed inside of you. It was always there. One, to truly heal, must truly have compassion. Okay? Because you really have to remove every desire, every sense of selfishness, everything like, I'm going to heal this person, they're going to think I'm God. And all of this, the body can sense. You must be filled with compassion, and intense love is the intention. You have to communicate through energy. Energy is feeling and emotion. And you just have to relax, and you just have to say, just surrender.